Hey, good morning, team. We are excited. Here we are, another wonderful Saturday, April 29th. Oh, mm-hmm. My goodness, that means tomorrow is the last day of April. Anyway, we're excited to be on this call with you guys this morning. And I know most of our active team is off at Orlando learning great things. So maybe next week they'll be on and share with us some of the things they've learned. Today, I'm going to share, several things that I'm excited about sharing with you guys. One is a quote that I saw a few days ago, and it's from the Bible, from 2 Corinthians, and it says, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly will reap sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully." And, you know, that's so true in so many ways. And, I mean, just I've been asking myself questions and you know, how do we sow more bountifully? And, I mean, one of the things is just smiling at people, you know, so goodness and sunshine and smiling to some people, you know, having somebody smile at them can really help uplift them in their day. But, you know, another part is that, you know, if we only get information out to a few people, and, you know, we're talking about making our skill number one in our Eric Worre book is you know, adding names to our contact list. And so, you know, have lots of names on the list and add more every week, every day. And the next one was to invite. And so, you know, if we invite lots of people and we're inviting them to take a look at using a tool like a brochure, a link, a CD, an event, a local event, a big event. And so, you know, just keep asking yourself, how can I sow more seeds? Because the other thing is the law of the harvest, and I don't have that, or the law of the sower, something like that. I don't have it in front of me. But Jim Rohn talks about it. And, you know, when you sow good seeds and you sow lots of seeds, some of them are going to sprout and some of them are going to grow. I mean, some of them fall on rocky soil and they don't sprout, or some fall on shallow soil and they sprout, but they die quickly. Some of them, you sow the seeds and the birds get them. And, you know, people say, oh, that's, you know, they go back home, they tell their spouse, or they tell their mother, their father, they tell their friends, and you know, the bird, that we say the birds get them. But we can overcome all of those things by sowing more seeds. And so that was, that's inspiring me this week, and I recommend, you know, that you guys maybe put that someplace you can see it. And, you know, it'll always happen. The law of the harvest. If we sow bountifully, we will reap bountifully.
How about the legend of Johnny Appleseed?
Yep.
Planted all those apple trees, and how many apple trees did he get? I mean, from the seeds he planted, you know.
Oh, I know, and that's the whole idea of network marketing, is that right? We plant apple trees, and then they grow apples, and all those apples have seeds, and we can spread the goodness. I mean, every type of goodness. I mean, belief in God, being cheerful, having a "I can do it" spirit, empowering others, helping others to know that, you know, they can do it. They really can be more and rise up.
Teaching people about the five pillars of health.
Yeah. And that they can be healthier. They can be, their children can be healthier. Their family can be healthier. They can have, you know, a better life. That there is a better life for all of us. So I just feel inspired by that. Do either one of you want to say anything? We've got Melissa is on and Linda Greenwood. So I think our team is all elsewhere today, but we're sure glad both of you are on.
And people will be listening to this.
Right. So. We're recording this, so yeah, it'll be available for everybody to catch back up with. Okay, well, today I want to talk about, was somebody going to say something?
I was going to ask if you guys were at the conference. This is Linda from Arkansas.
Hi, Linda. No, we're home.
Hey.
We're home. Jack was going to be going, and then just before, I hurt a muscle. I pulled a muscle, which was really hurting me. And plus, I kind of was coming down. We take care of our grandson, and he's always one of the joys of grandsons. He's always bringing home bugs.
I know, and I go through the same thing with my grandchildren. And that was one of my reasons not being able to go, because my daughter works night at the hospital.
Yeah.
I can't leave my grandchildren by themselves. They're too young.
Yeah. So they're a blessing.
Yes, they are. I have four, though. You have one.
I have one, but I'm sure I'm very grateful for the one I have.
Even one keeps you busy.
Yeah, he's a blessing in our life. And, you know, you guys probably heard this, but, you know, Nikan has been such a blessing in our life. And so as our kids were growing up, you know, we always thought, well, we'll have lots of grandkids because we had lots of kids.
We had five kids.
But our youngest son, he died when he was 30, and none of our other kids chose to have children except for my oldest son, Lars, and he would have liked to have more than one, but he didn't get married till he was, I don't know, he went to medical school, you know, and by the time he got out of doctor school and residency, and anyway, he wasn't that young anymore, and anyway, they only had one. But I am very grateful for our one, and then so they're here in the Tahoe area, and we used to, and normally lived up by Seattle. And I got a call from Christine, Lars's wife, and we got a call one summer, and she said she had been a high school math teacher, and when Kai was born, she stayed home with him for the first 5 years, and she got a job opportunity to get her teaching job back at the high school, and she had planned to stay home a little bit longer, but the opportunities like that don't come up too often to get her same math teaching position back at Douglas High School. So she said, you know, she wanted to take it, but Kai was going to go from, you know, having a stay-at-home mom he was going to start kindergarten, which was a full-day kindergarten. He was going to have to go to daycare before school, be bused to kindergarten, picked up after kindergarten to go to daycare. I mean, that was going to be a big shock for a little kid.
Yes, exactly.
She wanted to know for a couple weeks, you know, to help ease him into it. And we said, well, sure, we'll come down for a couple weeks. And then we started thinking about, well, you know, we've only got one grandchild, and he's only going to be 5 years old once, and I don't know how we're going to do it. We have two homes up in Washington State, a five-acre farm and a waterfront house, and I don't know how we're going to do this, but we're going to Gardnerville. We're going to Tahoe and take care of our grandson. And because of Nikan, we were able to do that.
You're able.
The income they can, and because of the flexibility, the fact that, you know, you don't have to live in any one spot. You need to have a cell phone. You need to have a computer. You need to have people. And so we're able to be here. And so we came for his kindergarten year, and then first grade, second grade. Now he's in third grade. Now we've got our houses. We're going to sell our properties up in Washington. Because, you know, that's what's important to us. Family's important to us, and being able to be here for our grandchild, and the relationship, he's delightful. We have lots of fun. So that's that's a testimonial for several things. That's a great reason to go to this business.
I know, that's right. Yeah. The grandchildren are the same reason why I'm not at the conference. because I sure wanted to go. But that's okay. It's taken me a while, but I'm just now starting to get people calling me, which is starting to look very nice.
Yeah, that's really good. That's good, Linda. And, you know,
although right now they're just customers, that's okay. It'll eventually get better.
It'll grow, exactly.
It will.
In fact,
I've got a session with a lady this morning here at 10 o'clock. Told her I couldn't do it at mine because I had a conference. And she said, oh, that's okay, no problem. And then while I'm driving to get to this lady's house, I have a young lady that I talked to probably 3 months ago who didn't respond after I called her back and I sent her some videos. And because she said she was quite busy, well, I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, I get this text, and she says, Miss Linda, I really would love to get with you and talk to you about the health and wellness, but I work every day, so my days off are, so we get together on one of those days. I said, of course. So I'm going to be seeing her on Tuesday, and I haven't called it Winna, but I will because after to do a three-way with me. But not with her. I know she's at the conference now. And she's been pretty busy too with her, and she's at her. I understand that. So,
That's really good, Linda. You know, that's, if we keep moving forward and keep helping people, and so, like we talked about at the beginning, just sow lots of seeds. Because the more we sow, the more are going to sprout, and some might sprout right away, and some might sprout later. But, you know, the more we can figure out how to sow, the more
that's right.
The harvest.
And I have to admit, it's taken me a while, but I absolutely have to change the way that I was approaching people because, truth be told, I was saying more than I needed to until I could get together with them. But now they're starting to see, because the lady I'm seeing today said to me, well, if I had known that this is what you were doing before, she said, I thought you just wanted to sell me something. And I said, I was saying it wrong. And I said, no, honey, what I'm trying to do is help those who need to be healthy. And then she started telling me all the problems that she had. So she needs pretty much everything that you can have, from diabetes to overweight to she had surgery on one of her ankles. She's having a difficult time walking. You name it, she's got it. Arthritis, congestion, thank the Lord.
But, you know,
what happened is she had an intense pain on her lower right side of her abdomen. And she kept saying that she couldn't get rid of the pain. Our first question was, well, how much water do you drink? And she just kind of frowned like you. I said, you don't drink water, do you? He says, well, you know, I really don't like the taste of the water. I said, well, here, drink some of this water. This is alkaline water, and it will help you. Before I knew it, she had drank pretty much from being at the place where I was. She had drank almost the entire gallon of water. I'm serious. She did. And then she was saying, oh, my God. The pain is gone. And I said, well, what your body's been telling you, it's really been crying for water. You don't give it the water it needs. So I told her, your body's made of 70% water, and if you don't give it that water that it needs, it causes all kinds of diseases to hit you, you know. All the things that you drink, it causes acid in your body. And I just, you know, started saying things, and she says, well, you know, I had heard about the magnets, and I had heard about this good water, but I had just never had any. But now that I see, I've got to start putting money away so I can get this water. And what else do you have that I need to know? I said, let's just get an appointment, and I'll have the things that you know to discuss. So that's what I'm going to do today. Now, the thing is, she only speaks Spanish.
Oh.
So I've got a friend with me that I have talked to about, you know, Nikan before, who signed up as a customer but hasn't been able to buy anything simply because she's been going through financial stress. She moved here, and she hasn't been able to find a job. And I said, well, I'll tell you what. I said, with all the different Hispanic people that I'm talking to now, I met them through her. I said, we'll just sign them all up under you, and we need to get you signed up as a consultant. That way you can start getting some, you know, funds back into your account. She says, really, you would do that? And I said, of course. She goes, oh, wow, okay. So that's another thing that I, you know, have to tell it when we'll see how things work out. Go ahead. I won't cut you off anymore. I promise.
Hey, guys, there was two announcements I forgot to make, too. Hopefully you saw them. One of the important things to do is look on your MindyCamp website every day. And, just because Nikan makes announcements. So the Kinko Light is on sale for $99 while supplies last. And there is a hair and skin care special for Mother's Day. It goes through the end of June, June 30th. And when you buy one of the shampoo and one of the conditioner, then you also buy the face mask and the Youth Active Serum for the eye serum. You get both of those last two at 50% off. So it makes a great discount, and it makes a good a good Mother's Day gift or for anybody else. So that's really cool. But anyway, that's an important habit to get into. It's just look at your Nikan. Go to my Nikan every day and just look, you know, on the banner. There's new things that come up on the banner when there's promotions. And then I always go to the information center, and then you can look down through, any of the new information. So it just keeps you plugged in. The Nikan blog, you guys, maybe you're using that, Melissa, but, you know, the Nikan has a blog, and you can take those, you can take that and put that onto your Facebook page. Is that something that you use?
I do. I use it on my Facebook page. I use it on Twitter, and I also send it on my newsletter.
That's great, because those articles are just awesome. So, good girl. And we want to encourage everybody that on our whole team to make that a habit. Look at your MindyCan page and be sure to, you know, look for ways to use those blog articles. Bill Cottle, last week, he did one of the effective weight management. He did a Zoom, a launch, and we were on that call with him. It was really great. And one of the things he did is printed off some of those for handouts at his event. So that's another, you know, another use for those articles. And just looking for follow-up, Bill got, I think, one sale at the event, but he's had a weight management pack, but he's had two cents from people that have watched the, you know, because he recorded it and he sent it out to people that weren't able to be on it live, and he's already had two more sales from it, so that's pretty cool. So this week's lesson is Eric Worre, the GoPro book, chapter 6. It's actually skill number 3, and it's presenting our business or our opportunity. It's called presenting your product or opportunity to your prospects. And hopefully you both read it and other people that are listening to this call. Oh, I see Carla's on. Hi, Carla. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. And this whole Eric Worre book, I just love it. But he's talking about, you know, because he shares his story. He shares how he was a young kid. He didn't have any credibility. He'd had a whole lot of, I think, 18 jobs or something. And so building a network marketing business wasn't actually very easy for him. But he shares his struggles and shares what he learned. And so in this chapter, he talks about how in presenting, the pros never make themselves the issue. More than that, they never presented themselves as an expert. They acted like a consultant or a friend who connected the prospect of tools, events, or other distributors, you know, like when we do three-way calls, to become educated. So you know, that's so important for us to learn, is to learn to use the tools, to be the friend that invites, because that way we're not the expert, especially when we get started and even after we've been in Econ a long time. If people perceive that they have to be an expert, it's going to slow them down from coming on board and from moving forward. But if they can see that there's tools that they can use and that they can do three-way calls, that they can invite people to online events, that they can invite people to live events, they can do that. They can be the friend that invites. They can be the friend that says, wow, this is what I found and I'm excited about it. I'd love you to know about it. You know, how you've told me that you've got these, you know, aches and pains. Well, I think maybe this can help. Or you know how you've told me that you really would love to have some extra money so that you could send your kids to that special college, or that you could go on a trip to Disneyland. Well, I think I might have found, you know, found a solution. So you're just the friend that leads to the information source. And I think that's so important. So that was one of the lessons that Eric's talking about that he learned early, you know, as he was trying to grow his network marketing business. He learned that. And then, of course, you do want to be able to learn how to speak in front of people. And he shares, again, how he first started to do that is he learned to tell your story. He learned to tell his testimonial. And so that's a really good section on page 71 and 72. Learn how to, you know, share your testimonial briefly. but with passion and conviction. And so he's got like four steps, you know, first your background and the things you didn't like about your background, and then how network marketing or your company came to the rescue, you know, what you used. And then number four, your results and how you feel about your future. And so you kind of use that little formula and you get good at sharing your testimonial. So when you're at groups and your home meetings and bigger events, you can share your testimonial. And then gradually you can move into learning to speak in front of groups of people and speak on stage so that you can be that person that other people can invite to come hear you talk. But even once you get really good at that, you always want to be the friend that invites. I mean, you don't want to be the expert to the people that you are bringing on board. You want to be the friend that is leading them from information source to information source. And so I think this chapter, you know, it's very, very, very powerful to read it, go through it several times. One of the things about it, right at the end, page 74, he gives a link. He did a speech at their convention when he was 29 years old. There were 14,000 people at the convention. So can you imagine standing up in front of 14,000 people and giving a talk? He was scared to death.
Nikan had a convention like that in, I don't know, in the 90s, and it was in Portland. That is a lot of people, guys. It's so
dumb. That's a lot of people.
Huge.
And, you know, he was very well prepared. He practiced it. So he said even though he could hardly stand up, he was so nervous, he got up there and, you know, he was able to do it. But there is a link to it in the book. It's networkmarketingpro.com and then /call to action. It's a 12-minute talk. It will inspire you. So that's one of our success steps for this week, is to listen to that talk he gave, because he talks about in America when the revolution, when we decided that we wanted to be free as a people, to be free of our own destiny, our own futures. And, you know, the same thing in network marketing, how we can choose to have that freedom in our life, to be our own boss, to create our own life. I mean, it gave me waves and waves of goosebumps. And so I really recommend, you know, so that's for our success steps for this week, is to listen to that, also to text another 10 people for appointments, because, you know, that's part of the planting. I mean, you can text people for an appointment. You can invite in person. You can call them on the phone. However you'd like to do it, texting just seems to be the most effective way to get a hold of people these days. But, again, that's part of our planting seeds. And if we, you know, plant sparingly, we reap sparingly. If we plant bountifully, we reap bountifully. So we just want to reap. I mean, we want to sow seeds. And so inviting people to meet. And when we meet with them, you don't even have to talk about Nikan. I mean, it's to find wants and needs, what's going on in their life. We don't want to just tell them stuff. We want to find out what's relevant to them. What do they want? Who are they? What's happening in their life? What do they want to do with their life? And then as that unfolds, it usually naturally leads to suggesting a tool. Well, you know, based on what you're sharing with me, you know, come over to my house and see this, or let's listen to this, or let's go to this event together. Again, being the friend that leads from information source to information source. And helping people to discover for themselves. We don't just dump all this information on them. We help them to discover the solutions to what they are wanting. But we're the friend. We find out what's going on in their life, and then we help them to discover it. So,
discover a whole new way of life.
Yeah, discover a whole new way of life and live it every day, right? I mean, that's what's so exciting about Nikan and about the opportunity that we have to share with people. So does anybody have an aha or something they would like to share from being on this call today?
Hello, it's Melissa.
Hey, Melissa.
I'm not sure if you remember, about a year ago, my husband put on the back of my van window the title Wellness Consultant with my phone number, and that was it. And granted, for the reason we did that was because I have the two businesses, Nikan and my other one. And the really cool thing that's come out of it, and I've added something else to help me out with this even more, is I've been at the grocery store, and I actually get women that come up and knock on my window and say, can I have your business card? So
wow.
Now what I'm doing is not just giving them a business card. I have a little packet I've put together for about both businesses. And one lady actually called me last night. Granted, it was 10 o'clock at night, so I was kind of stunned, but that's okay. But she called about Nikan. So her and I are getting together later this week to discuss everything, and she has some health issues that she needs help with. So we're going to sit down and go over everything, and I'm excited because I didn't realize my little son would end up trickling this way. So I don't know if anybody wants to try that, but it's worth it.
I like it.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Yeah, you know. Just keep thinking all the ways you can plant seeds, and that's a great way, is have a, you know, a sign on your car, and like you have, you know, have a package ready, some information that you can give them when they ask, well, what is that? What does that mean? You know, and you can give them some information. So that's a great way to plant seeds.
Pardon?
Well, I was going to say, since we've been in Nikan, I know of several people that have been sponsored because they had a sign either on their car or even had put a poster on a power pole, you know, or something.
So a couple people have come on later in the call, so they didn't hear. I started the call with a Bible verse from 2 Corinthians. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly will reap sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. And we were discussing, you know, how that can be smiling at people. I mean, all the ways that we can sow goodness into the people around us. And part of it is sowing our Nikan seeds. And, you know, when we sow good seeds, if we sow enough seeds, we'll get good results. So just to think of all the ways this week that we can sow more bountifully. So,
and paragraph, I mean, chapter what, five? What,
oh,
I mean,
oh,
in
our chapter,
five.
Yeah, we were discussing chapter, skill number 3 in presenting to help people understand the opportunity of both the products and the business.
And Eric Ward.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, you guys. Thanks so much for being on the call this morning. We just appreciate and love you so much. And, you know, this is such
a... Karen?
Yes.
I have two questions real quick, please. This is Linda. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay. The number that they had shared or you all had shared in a couple of calls for ordering the trifold, it was a 208 number. Do you happen to have that handy? It was Dave Johnson's number, 208 something.
Right, right. Does anybody have it? I don't have it on my list.
I got it.
Oh, Jack has it. Okay. You can email it's Laura@magneticleaders.com. But Jack has
okay.
That phone
number.
Okay, and the next question was, do they have it in Spanish?
I don't think they do yet, but that could be something you could talk to Laura about, because if there was enough demand, they could get, and there probably is, because, you know, Rick has a lot of team there in Texas, and there must be lots of Spanish-speaking people. So
yes, I'm sure there are.
Demand. They,
okay, you said Laura@magneticleaders.com?
Yes, and Jack's getting
okay.
That.
Okay, what is that 208 number, please?
Yes, Jack's looking it up here.
Thank you.
He seems to be awesome, but he's going to get it any minute here.
Okay, Laura.
Okay.
Her name is Laura Hubble. 208-262-4044.
4044. How do you spell Hubble? H? Laura Hubble?
Yeah, it's H-U-B-B-L-E, but you don't need her last name for if you email. It's just Laura@magneticleaders.com.
L-A-U-R-A.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yay, team. Woohoo! Have a
great
day. One more day of April. Well, I guess.
All righty. One more day.
Okay, bless
you. Yay. Love you.
Thank you. Bye now.